Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is getting involved in New Hampshire's U.S. Senate race. Palin endorsed former State Attorney General Kelly Ayotte in the field of four Republicans vying for the party's nomination. Palin lauded Ayotte as a mama grizzly, a term she explained in a recent web-only ad.
Here in Alaska, I always think of the mama grizzly bears that rise up on their hind legs when somebody's coming to attack their cubs, to do something adverse toward their cubs. You thought pit bulls were tough. Well, you don't want to mess with the mama grizzlies.
Palin has kept up a national profile since resigning as Alaska governor last year, in part through web ads like that one, as well as tweets on Twitter and status updates on Facebook. These free media have their advantages. They're nimble, they create political buzz, but do they make a difference? We try to answer that question this morning vis-a-vis the race for Massachusetts governor with our political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
The Palin ad that we just played a part of has been viewed, as I understand it, almost 400,000 times on YouTube. Is that a success when it comes to viral media, Todd?
Well, what made it viral was that it was immediately reported by the traditional media. Nearly every talk show and the national TV networks ran about a 30-second clip of it, and then they speculated about whether this signaled a Palin for president candidacy. It was that free publicity in the traditional media that drove traffic to YouTube.
Dan Payne.
Well, every time I hear Sarah Palin talk, I feel like she's creating Democratic votes. Her arguments and her manner of speaking are so strange. I don't get it. She recently told Muslims to refudiate. That's a new word that she added to the English language, to refudiate plans to build an Islamic center near the World Trade Center, Ground Zero in New York. You know, I hope you'll bear with me when I say she's a celebrity, not a serious political figure.
Well, let's talk about use of online media in the Massachusetts governor's race. Compare the 400,000 times that the Palin Grizzly ad was seen on YouTube to the 2,700 times that the web-only ad Tim Cahill used to respond to television ads by the Republican Governors Association was seen. Dan, if so few people are watching some ads, why do campaigns bother?
Well, several reasons. The internet is practically free. Compared to TV advertising, it's Building 19. You can communicate to your supporters directly without the filter of the news media. You can test an idea and see what kind of reaction it gets. Barack Obama and Howard Dean before him proved that you can raise a ton of money through small contributions by using the internet.
With Tim Cahill's response, with his web video responding to the attacks from the Republican Governors Association, yeah, I think it was about 2,700 viewings.
Is that a misfire?
Well, coincidentally, 2,700 is the number of voters in Massachusetts with the name of Cahill. So 2,700 is a big family reunion, but online, that's not a big number, especially if you're trying to counteract saturation advertising. But there are a lot of things that cause a video to go viral. Celebrity star power, as we see with Sarah Palin, humor, cleverness, entertainment. Tim Cahill's ad had none of that.
Let me ask about something Deval Patrick has done. Now, he's promised not to go negative in this race, but let's listen to part of an ad that you can find on his campaign website.
The last time he held office, Charlie Baker voted to raise property taxes twice. And when Baker was in charge of the state budget, spending rose twice as fast as it has under Deval Patrick. Charlie Baker. Wasteful spending, higher property taxes, big dig financing mess. Sorry, Charlie.
To be fair, the Patrick website calls that ad a spoof of Republican Governors Association attack ads against Governor Patrick. But is Patrick at the risk of breaking his promise about no negative ads with that piece, Dan?
Yes, he is breaking his promise, as he should. And he will do so again and again before the campaign is over. Just about every candidate in America pledges at the beginning of the campaign to stay positive. But the first time they get attacked by an opponent, they feel justified in fighting back. That commercial is quite odd. I get it. It's satire. I like satire. I do it myself. But this has no punch. It's as though they're saying, we made up this TV spot, and by the way, that's what Charlie Baker is doing. You know, it's so subtle, Sarah Palin wouldn't get it. She'd refudiate it.
I agree with Dan that a spoof should be entertaining. This one perhaps was created for the humor impaired or whatever, because even after it runs, then the campaign manager explains, oh, this was a spoof. Well, if it was an effective spoof, you wouldn't have to then explain that. So, but in terms of the negativity, I guess spoofery is not negative unless you were the one spoofed. That web video has only been seen by a very small number of people. So that doesn't seem as like a negative ad in the usual sense of the term.
If you both were going to make a suggestion for one of these candidates in terms of free media, what would it be, Todd?
Well, I would say for Charlie Baker that he needs the kind of viral videos that will create some excitement in the traditional media, that will give the talk shows something to talk about. He hasn't gotten across that he's a winning personality, and this website of his, frankly, doesn't make him all the more interesting. It doesn't give the depth of character. It tries to do too much. And when a campaign website is so cluttered, trying to do everything, then it doesn't do anything well. So I would say in his case, though, that he needs a way to kind of kick off some controversy about some issues. And you can do that with a clever viral video. But so far, they have stuck with the more traditional kind of advertising.
And Dan?
Well, I think I would tell Tim Cahill to hire himself a new webmaster. Get some young person to come in and tell him, make this thing lively. Make this thing look exciting. Right now, it just sort of drags along, and it makes the viewer do all the work clicking on buttons and things. Cahill's candidacy is in deep trouble. If he's going to get out of that trouble, he's going to have to start looking at things like his website as a way of creating energy about his candidacy.
Democrat Dan Payne, thanks very much.
Good to be with you.
And Todd Domke, thank you.
Thank you.